Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PAECT Radio and Blog Talk Radio, a place where we'll talk about innovative uses of technology in the classroom across the state of Pennsylvania. Welcome to PAECT Radio and Blog Talk Radio, a place where we'll talk about innovative uses of technology in the classroom across the state of Pennsylvania. And here are your hosts, Dom Salvucci and Mike Micco. Welcome to PAECT Radio and Blog Talk Radio, a place where we'll talk about innovative uses of technology in the classroom across the state of Pennsylvania. And here are your hosts, Dom Salvucci and Mike Micco.
Good evening. This is Dom Salvucci here for PAECT Radio. Mike Micco is off tonight, and we had some technical issues. I apologize. We are about 12 minutes into the show. We couldn't get connected. I want to thank Kathy Tyson at Blog Talk Radio. She was working on the back end, getting me connected through alternate numbers. We finally got something that works. I apologize for the delay, but we are working now. I believe we're on the internet, and I'm going to start connecting here. We have a special post-PTC broadcast. A number of students, and I'm going to start activating them now. And Ms. Rochelle Poth from Riverview School District, she wore many hats, held several positions at Pete, which was nice. Big help, good, great PAECT member. Rochelle, are you on in a call? I don't have your number queued up here. I'm hoping you're one of these numbers queued in.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here. There's a little bit of an echo, so whenever you talk, it repeats what you say.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I'm here, yeah.
Kind of better now? Or no?
It was the same because I just heard myself say the same thing.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yes, I'm hearing the echo, but I don't know if anybody else is or not.
Okay.
We'll figure it
out.
It's technology.
Listening.
We have to be creative and innovative, right?
Oh, I know. I want to thank, thank the customer support because they got me on. Had to call in a couple different numbers before things started working, but that happens sometimes. So,
right.
I have several people queued up. We're talking about PTC, Pennsylvania Educational Technology Expo and Conference. And it just occurred 2 weeks ago, early February. And you were there, I was there, Mike was there, a bunch of people we know were there, a lot of PAECT members, a lot of educators from around the state and elsewhere.
Yes. It was
always a good experience.
For me, actually, it was the whole thing that was a great experience because it was my first time that I attended PT, and I pretty much threw myself in fully because I participated in multiple different areas. I was fortunate enough to serve in some respect as an ambassador. Brandy was very helpful in dealing with my schedule because I was so involved in some things. So I did have the opportunity to work and meet with some great people through that experience. I did do a presentation on Tuesday afternoon and a poster session on Wednesday morning, and I'm very appreciative of that opportunity as well. It's me, Brandon, and also for Connie for answering my numerous emails to clarifying some details. And then probably the proudest that I was when my students were able to join me for part of the conference and experience it and interact, and I could kind of take a back seat and watch them interact and show all of the amazing things that they have done. And for the student showcase, I was very thankful to Diane for fitting us in and making it such a great experience, providing all the rooms for us and the whole opportunity for them was just outstanding. So if I had to say one thing, I don't really think that I could say just one thing, but having the ability to see it and experience it in so many different aspects of what goes on, both behind the scenes and as part of it, it was absolutely outstanding. And unlike anything else I've ever experienced before, and I look forward to going again in the future.
Yeah, you presented. Did you do a full session or the poster session?
I did both. I had a full session on Tuesday afternoon, which was really nice because my students were able to do the showcase in the morning and then come and participate in the back in my full session on Tuesday, and then I did the poster session on Wednesday morning, which was great because I had a lot of time for the one-on-one or small groups. It was also a great opportunity to get feedback from some people, mostly on some of my student work they had done in the showcase, and also it was good to hear some good things about some ideas that people gained from me and to have the opportunity to show them how to use some of the things, because I guess I could say, like this show tonight, I did have some technical difficulties there, as many others did, with having access to the Wi-Fi. So actually, during my session on Tuesday, I did lose access for probably 15 minutes of it. But, you work through it, you figure it out, and it works out eventually. You just have to kind of be creative a little bit with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's... first session I was in on Monday, there was a bit of a glitch with the wireless, but then it seemed to clear up after that. That's right, I presented the same time you presented on Tuesday, so I didn't get to see your session. I did see your poster session.
Right. I was wanting to see your session because you use Edmodo, which I'm such a fan of, and my students are, it's a mixed bag with that, but it is a great that I did start using a couple of years ago, and I really did want to attend your session, but like you said, ours were at the same time, and so that was not an option.
Yeah, this conference, we did a live radio broadcast. I had my session. I helped out in the social networking lounge and tried to take in as much as I could. So it was kind of, I was there as an attendee and a presenter, and as usual, we're picking up a lot of neat things. But we're focused on you. I know you have some of your students calling in. So I have...
I do.
I don't know their numbers, but I have a bunch of people queued up. I'm hoping they're your students. I will let you introduce them. And they can give a little brief bio about themselves, and we'll go from there. Real quick, for anyone who's listening on the internet, I'm catching that echo now myself a little bit on the back end here. For anyone who is listening, you can either text in to the chat room, which is on our website, or you can send an email to probably hear while I collect myself, a little frazzled with the late start of the show. Send an email to radio at PAECT.org. Or if you want to get all technical, go into Twitter and use the hashtag PAECTRadio and tweet your comments or questions to the show. So with that being said, we usually take care of that in the very beginning. We didn't today because, well, it's one of those crazy days.
It sure is. Okay, so I can tell you, for the showcase, I had a student, and they were a range of students from levels 2 through Spanish 4, and the students that I chose varied in grade levels from 8 through 11. The first one that I think that you can probably pull up his phone number, and I just sent you a message with his number. His name is Ben, and Ben is in Spanish 2. He has a lot of experience with a lot of the tools that we use, and he participated in the showcase and did a really nice job with his designed project. What we did overall is we created a Google presentation with sample student projects that they've done all through Spanish 2, 3, and 4, and had links to them, and people could look at them and interact with them. But then also for the conference, they had to create something individual that was not related to Spanish that they could show and share with those that were attending. So I can let Ben talk more about that with you.
Okay, well, Ben should be able to speak. I have him queued up and ready to go, so he should be okay to talk. Ben, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing better now. Glad to have you on the radio. Sorry about the little bit of a glitch in the beginning, but we've got our worked our way through it.
Okay. So I thought the P&C conference was a great experience, and it was really cool to be a part of the student showcase and to show people different websites I've used. Especially, I enjoyed introducing Kahoot to new people and watching them have fun playing the games I created. The whole 2 hours of the showcase, I was busy rounding up people and starting new games. Even though I didn't get tired of playing the same Kahoots that my classmates did. And if nothing else, I got an awesome Kahoot t-shirt out of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you didn't know. Yes, I had gotten the t-shirt from when I presented at TRETSI. Z had asked for some volunteers to model for some of the different tools, and I modeled Kahoot, so I ended up with the Kahoot t-shirt. And unbeknownst to Ben, during the showcase, I did have the t-shirt there, and he did such a great job, and really did have quite the following, and was reeling people in from across the way to get involved in his games of Kahoot that he created. So before they left Tuesday afternoon, I gave him the Kahoot shirt, because I figured that if anybody earned it, Ben certainly earned it. And actually, I wanted to ask Ben, after we started using Kahoot last year, around this time, I think, it was a big hit. It was very stressful for me, as well as I think for them, because it is a highly competitive game. It's a lot of fun. It's a great learning tool, because students or anybody, adults, whatever you use it for, as an icebreaker even perhaps, you really get involved in it, and you can set the timer, you can set your questions, you can put pictures, videos. But Ben, would you mind telling everybody listening how else you used it prior to P&C, but after we used it in Spanish class, what you did with Kahoot in school?
Well, actually, in our history class in eighth grade, we were asked to quiz our fellow classmates on a subject, and I thought a good interactive way to quiz my classmates was to make a Kahoot, and I did, and it was really fun.
And how did your classmates and your teacher respond?
Oh, they thought it was really cool, especially Mr. Nepsa, my history teacher.
Yes, and had he heard of it before?
No. He was like...
No.
Blown away.
Yes. Yeah, we did start using it. I had just done some research and came across it about a year ago and started using it, and I was surprised over the summer. I think that Brandon had in the 60 and 60 presentation, that was one of the ones that they used when they did the digital, the one night when we had the games at the summit last summer, and people had really not heard of it. And it has really caught on, and I know that when I did my presentation at TRETSI and one I had done at Lehigh University back in November, that a lot of people even at that point had not yet heard of it. Now, of course, at PTNC it was a big topic, and definitely if people had not yet heard of it, passing by the student showcase and stopping and being drawn in by Ben, and he did have some help with the other students that were there drawing in the crowd to play the game of Kahoot, but it is a hoot, and everybody does enjoy it, and it's a great learning tool for vocabulary, for anything that you want to use it for.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, did you have any other interesting facts or things that you learned while you were there, or any thoughts on perhaps, you know, the keynote speaker who we listened to, or any of the other things that you saw or people you interacted with?
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed the keynote speaker. I thought he was very good at giving speeches, and I was laughing a majority of the time.
Yeah,
that
he was
like one of that was one of
yeah,
my
was
like, favorite parts of it.
Yes, me too. It was a definite. That's why I did want you and the group to be there for that, because I thought that would be a really great experience for you to be a part of listening to his presentation and hearing from somebody who has the experience that he does have. And it was so kind to donate some Canva bags that they shipped for me to give out at the conference and to give for student incentives. I've had many companies provide a lot of great, great things. And I owe a lot of thanks to a lot of people. The school district, the administration, my students. I know in my presentation I said that, you know, all of the things I do to make it better for them, and the time that I spend, it's to help them as well. But being there for that keynote presentation definitely was entertaining, but it did send a really good message.
Mm-hmm.
Dom, any questions for Ben?
No, that sounds good.
Or any
what I would like
out
Ben,
there?
I haven't gotten any yet. I adjusted my microphone. I've got some feedback, some from texts. Sound seems to be okay. So I don't know if it's, I don't know if I sound okay now because I lowered the input on my microphone.
You do.
You guys can still
it
hear.
Does.
Okay.
And I've been sending Selly messages because I'm such a Selly. That's my number one thing that I started using, and I have them all on my screen, and I keep sending them messages, checking on them, who's online, if there's an echo, how they can hear, just making sure they're all okay. So it seems like it has definitely gotten better.
Cool. What I would like for you guys to do, if you could post the links, because I've heard of Kahoot before. I didn't use it till after I came back in the district. I know some of our district teachers have used it. Kids loved it. But if you could post some of those Kahoots you guys have, or maybe if we could put them up on the Southwest PAACT Wiki or something as a resource, that would be neat to kind of share, because then we know who's making them and we have a little bit more confidence in them, I guess.
Examples or reasons. Exactly.
Because I use it, now I search. I'm a big searcher, and then I adjust things as needed. But my kids love it. That's how I used back into, after being out in Hershey for 5 days for Pete. I went out Saturday, came back Wednesday night, eased in with, okay, let's kind of get our feet on the ground, played Kahoot, even my seniors. My 9th graders, my 11th graders, my seniors loved it. It was a good way to get back into the groove with everything, kind of get them caught up, see where they were with what they'd done while I was gone. Without having to give them a quiz, it was a nice, fun activity. And I plan on instituting that more often with my students.
Yeah, and the other thing about it, too, that makes it really great is, you know, you need to get feedback and get assessments. And as a foreign language teacher, I need to check their writing as often as I can and for the skills that, you know, I'm assessing. And the nice thing about Kahoot is it is a game, but at the same time, you have the capability where you can download the results instantly into a spreadsheet or however you choose to do that. And it can be used as a quiz or a quick comprehension check or something in that sort. So it is fun, but at the same time, it's quick methods of assessment that you're getting as well.
Yeah,
so I thank Ben for being such a fan of Kahoot.
Yeah, I just put my kids into groups to start off. And it was rather cutthroat. They wanted to purge people from their teams. I made them choose wisely.
Yes.
They weren't allowed to, like, change teams. Some kids tried to switch because they weren't happy with their results. But it turned out okay. Love the game.
Yeah.
It's nice. And
I know.
The resources.
Yeah.
The resources are phenomenal. So you don't have to start from scratch, which is big.
Right. Right, which is what I had started doing originally and trying to make a bunch, and they kept coming in and saying, can we play Kahoot? And I love using the game, but the time that it takes to build them for Spanish 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever classes you are teaching, there are, like you said, many public resources available that people share. And also, I have students create them as homework assignments. Sometimes I say, you know, pick some of the words that are the most difficult for you and create a Kahoot game, and then we'll use it in class. And so they benefit because they're typing it in. Everybody else benefits because they get the practice. And then, of course, whoever wins gets, you know, a prize of some sort. But a few weeks back, we had done a school board presentation, and Ben made quite a funny comment about the name selection process in Kahoot. And Ben, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, can you please share with everybody what your comment was regarding name selection and choice and winners?
Well, usually when I play Kahoot, I like to choose like a creative, witty username. And it kind of annoys me sometimes because the person who always wins is just hello or hi.
And it's not a witty name, but they do try to come up with witty names, and if you don't like the name, you can actually take them out of it. So
yeah.
That's key, because I actually had to do that with a couple of my students, and it wasn't the students you would think. They were trying to be witty, but they were not, can I put it, witty for school appropriateness. They weren't bad. They weren't like where they were getting in trouble, but the names probably weren't the best, so we just reset and made them jump back in and went from there.
Right. Yeah. So it's a good tool. I think a lot of people learn a lot more about it from Ben and have the experience because, like I said, he created a game to play, and that's what I told students to do. I said, for the showcase, we're going to show what we've already done, but you need to create something new that's non-Spanish that we can engage and show people how you can use it for anything. I mean, people can take it home and share it with family members, friends, parents, and they can use it in their line of business for presentations or whatever as well. It's a fun thing to do for an icebreaker. They can play a game of Kahoot or do a presentation. At the end of the presentation, they can say, hey, we're going to play a game of Kahoot. So, but thank you, Ben, for sharing that information.
You're welcome.
If nobody has any questions for Ben, I think we will move on to Soleil next.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ben.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hasta mañana. Adios.
Okay, so next we have Selene. Selene is also a student in Spanish 2. She has done some, like I said, like all other students. They have projects that they do for me that I give them a topic, I give them some choices, and they choose from maybe 15 to 20 or 25 different types of web tools to create it. So depending on what their level is, if they feel like being creative or if they want to do something like PowerPoint, they can start with something similar to PowerPoint. And before I get to Selene, just as an example, SlideBee is something that's pretty close to the functionality of PowerPoint, and it was pretty cool. A few weeks back, I corresponded with the creative team and the CEO of Slybean, and they actually selected one of my students' projects to feature on their staff picks on their Slybean website. So it was pretty cool to have our district be featured like that, especially one of the students for her work as well. But back to Selene. Selene, like I said, she is in Spanish too. She does a lot of interesting work and is very creative. And they can't use the same tool twice, so I hope that Selene is on the line.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hi, Selene.
Hi.
Hi, Selene. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks.
So, Jake, tell us about your experience.
Well, I thought that it was a great opportunity to be a part of a student showcase. It was really fun to present my storyboard that to people who had never heard about it. When I was not presenting, I was meeting new people and reeling them in to play Ben's Kahoot game. I also got around to see the other students' presentations in the showcase. Some of the other presenters were younger than me, and they were doing things that I've never heard about when I was that age. I was very impressed with all the work that they did, and most of all, the work that the eight of us put together. I'm very glad that I had the chance to go to PNC. It was very educational and fun.
Yes, and the and Selene, would you tell, you did the storyboard, and you had done that for Spanish because you had to do a daily routine project, and that's when you first used it. And for your separate project, could you tell anybody listening what you chose to do for your individual project that you shared in addition to your other ones at PNC?
Yeah. Well, for my additional project, I made another storyboard, but it was for my English class because we do these book presentations in English, and most people just do a boring old PowerPoint or poster explaining what the book was about. So I wanted to do something different. So Storyboard That is an online comic making website. So I used that and I chose the book Divergent by Veronica Roth. And I could create the characters however I wanted. I could position their bodies. I could change the color of their hair. I could make the background different according to where I was in the plot. So it was very useful for that. And it's very useful for my Spanish project, too.
And Selene, how long would you say that it would take to create something like you did if somebody were to do a book project or if they had to do a simple describing a daily routine? Because it could be used for any subject area. It doesn't have to be Spanish. It can be for any topic, anything that you wanted to use it for. And also, how did you create it? Did you use an iPad or did you use a computer?
I used my computer to do it because it was just more convenient for me to use the website. But I think you can use an iPad, too. I think that one would be easier to do it since you take the characters from the little bar and drag them. So I think it'd be easier to do it on an iPad. But it'd probably take me, I don't know, like 45 minutes to do it, like to do another one of those. I mean, it doesn't take very long. It's very easy to use.
Right, and it's fun because it has all the different pictures and images and things that you can choose. And I know that when you did the daily routine, my favorite part was the part where they were getting ready in the bathroom in the morning, because do you remember where you had placed the woman when she was getting her shower?
Yeah.
She had placed her in the bathtub.
Yeah.
But the best thing about it, I think, and Selene, you can answer this question, is when you have to do a project using the vocabulary, are you or do you feel like you remember the vocabulary, the information more because you chose how to create your project?
Yeah, I think I do, because when I'm having fun with something, I'm going to remember it, and it's going to stick in my brain for a while. So if I did that, I would be able to remember it.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, we know that learning, if it's more meaningful, it's more likely to last longer and you become more interested in it. And out of all the things that you've used, Elaine, what would you say would be your favorite tool?
I think that's hard. I mean, storyboard chat is like one of my favorites.
Okay.
I don't know. I use Belly a lot. Like, I was talking with you before the show, and I was talking with Ben, like a couple minutes ago.
Yes. Yes, Selly definitely is a favorite of mine for sure. I've, like I said, used it for 2 years, and I don't know where I would be without it or where some people would be without having the ability to ask questions at all times of the day, but it is definitely a plus, and there's other ones similar to it, but for us, I think Selly works the best. Dawn,
yeah.
Does anybody have any call-in questions for Selene, or do you have any questions for Selene?
I was just listening. I like the fact that the tools you're using can be used on the iPads or on computers. It's nice when you can, if it's the platform that you have. Because I know like a lot of my students, we have iPads in school, but when they get home, they either use their phones or their computers. How hard was it for you to pick up and learn that tool?
Oh, it was super simple. All you had to do was like log onto your account. And then, for me, I loved it so much, I, like, actually chose to buy a membership to it so I can, like, add more stuff to it. But, like, once you get on, all you have to do is drag your character from the box, drag your team from the box, to, like, change hair color, like I mentioned, or eye color, whatever. So, it's really easy. Like, I would recommend it highly.
Sounds like it would be fun to play with, too, even if you're not doing anything for school.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice way to, like, create some different things.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your takeaway from the conference? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go right on.
So you had your little presentation part and you showed what you did, which is really neat. What was your take of just being at a conference like that?
Well, I thought it was, like, really amazing. Like, there were so many other people. Like, there was, like, websites and programs I've never heard of before. So, like, just one example, this, like, little 8-year-old girl walked up to me, and she's like, can I show you about this? And asked me what's it now. But she came up to me, and she, like, told me what it was about, and I learned something from her. So, like, I learned so much from the conference. It was just a really great experience.
And that goes on for everybody. This was your first time there, but even for people who go there more than I've been there a number of times, but people who have gone there for way more than I've been going there, that's what you go there for. You always learn new things, and some of the things you learn, there might be websites or tools you haven't used in a while or that you currently use, but it's something new on how to use that site. But that's the nice thing, it never gets old with learning how to do different things.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
You
You're right.
If you had the opportunity, would you go back in the future?
Definitely. Yeah, it was like, I really enjoyed it. That was so fun for me. I would definitely want to go back.
Good.
Sounds good. Okay, so no other questions for Selene?
No, we had a couple people call in. We're up to 8 call-ins.
Okay.
But I don't know who is who because I just see numbers.
Okay. Well, I have – we can go to Madison Maddie next, and I can – I don't know if Maddie's there online. Maddie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I'll tell you about
Selene,
Maddie.
Thank you. Thank you for being
no
on,
problem.
Selene.
Thank you. Bye.
Maddie,
bye.
Welcome
awesome
to PAACT Radio.
And Maddie is a student in Spanish 3, so she's been with me for Spanish 1, 2, and 3, and does some different things in addition to the typical projects. In their classes, they have just started doing some blogging. They're doing Google websites to create digital portfolios, They've done collaborative projects on Wikispaces, and their skills are building a lot. But I'll let Maddie tell everybody that's listening about her experience at PPC.
My experience at PPC, I really enjoyed the conference to begin with. I just think everybody that went, all the students that were involved, put so much like time and effort into it. And you could really see that, and all that hard work paid off because everybody that was coming up to our booth, or any of the other booths, they were so impressed and so interested in what we were saying to learn about our projects. And I especially love talking about EduCreations, which is one of my favorite tools. And I just think overall it was a great experience, and you learned so much from it. It was a fun time, too.
So, Maddie, you said EduCreations, and some people know what it is and some don't. And not to put you on the spot too much, but if you could just summarize it, you know, basically how it works and what it is or what you can use it for, how would you do that? If somebody wanted to use it, what could they use it for, and what is it?
EduCreations is a tool that you can get on your computer, on your iPad or a tablet of any sort, and basically you can create a lesson. So you can tell someone how to do something, whether it could really be anything, and you can do voiceovers, you can add in text box, pictures, you can write on it. And I used it with my iPad, and I thought it was so easy to use it with an iPad, and it takes so little time to do it, and it's just really easy to teach people how to do something quickly and effectively.
Yeah, and when you did yours on your iPad, your lesson that you had done, can you tell everybody what your first lesson was about for our class?
My first lesson was about how to use the present perfect tense and about affirmative to command.
Yeah, and so the idea then behind it is that if, say, somebody else in the class or if somebody's absent needs some help with that topic, Maddie could share her lesson that she created because she understands it and she created it herself with somebody else. And then if they've been out of school or if they need a refresher or if they just really need, you know, some extra resources for help, they can just watch her lesson. And using an iPad is really a lot easier because you can just doodle and draw all over it. You can also copy and paste text in it by creating it and saving it as an image. And it's pretty cool. And I know that I had the Spanish 3 students do it first, but when I was at PC, my classes worked on projects, and the Spanish 2s all created projects using EduCreations, and I've heard nothing but positive things from it because you can be creative. You know, some people are shy about being that you have to speak and record your voice, but that's the idea behind it. But it's like your own little mini whiteboard, smart board, and it is a lot of fun. It's a great tool, and you can save it. And some of the students really do nice work because it's easy, like Maddie said, if it's on an iPad. On a desktop, it's a little bit more difficult and tricky. Maddie, I'm also going to ask you if there's any other tools besides the EduCreations that you really like using or anything that we use for class overall that maybe is helpful.
I really like using the Google site, which is something new that we've just started to work on. And what we're doing, it's not even very Spanish-related, but we are almost building our own resume, so when we go to college that can really help us, and we can just take that and like transfer down, and it's just really helpful to have that. And I really like using Google Sites.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dom.
My students are doing the same thing. My honors freshmen in civics, they created digital portfolios with Google Sites, and then they're linking their blogs and any projects that they do from moving on here on forward, they can link to that. And they'll be able to take that with them whenever they leave school. So So whenever they do apply for college or go for jobs, they can use that site. They can show it to their employers or prospective colleges. And you know, here's what I've done over my high school career. Here's some other things. It's easier to show people things than it is to try and type in 300 words or less all of your accomplishments if you do things.
Yeah, and Maddie, as far as the conference goes, what are some things that you took away from it? Or what you expected?
It was, I don't really know what I expected when I went into it, but I definitely took away that I didn't realize how many tools we use and how technologically savvy we've all become. Because,
right.
You know, everyone there was talking about one tool, and we had, you know, 10, 15 tools that we could tell people about. So it's just,
right.
It felt really good, I guess.
It did. And people, remember, we had the paper on what's in our Google presentation that you put together, and it was also listed on that paper, and the people were wanting copies of it and were surprised at how many things were listed in there as far as tools for the different things that we use. And I know Ben was so great and went through and made sure that everything was alphabetized, and a lot of people wanted access to that document, which we did give access to that document as well. But there are so many tools out there, and the further that you go, you are learning more and more skills, and it was like you said, it was a great experience, and you do now realize that you do have a lot of skills, and I like how you said technologically savvy. That was very, very good.
We had a little bit of background noise, so I muted all the other callers. I inadvertently muted you for about a second because you were calling from a different number than you usually do, so I apologize. We kind of cut out part of your question, but I think it's taking care of some of the background noise. If I muted you, please hang on. We will get to you as we sift through the numbers. I haven't had this many callers call in yet before, so it's a little new experience.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sure. Yeah, no, the noise, there, it's gone right now, so it sounds good. I don't have any more questions for Maddie. I think she pretty much covered it. Anybody else out there have any questions for her?
I have a question for you, Maddie. Is it easier for you when you're, for your class in the foreign language, is it easier for you to use a tool like EduCreations, or is it easier to speak in front of the class?
It's so much easier to use EduCreations because if you're speaking in Spanish in front of people, first off, we're not fluent in the language yet, and we're not the best at it. So speaking out loud in Spanish is hard enough, and so being in front of people would be, like, extremely hard. So I think when you're sitting in your room recording it, it's so much easier. You don't have all that pressure on you. You're not as nervous. You're talking to an iPad or a laptop or whatever you're using. So I think it's a lot easier to use a tool like EduCreations rather than speaking in front of a class.
Yes,
cool.
I agree.
To me, that would make sense. I just wanted to get a student's opinion on that because sometimes when teachers talk, students don't always believe them. So I thought it would be good to get a student's opinion. So whenever I reference this with my kids, they're like, listen, there's another student, and here's what they think.
Right.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
The students are often so critical, and we all are, of how we sound when we've been recorded. And, you know, everybody does it, but there is a safety and security whenever you do something like EduCreations. And it allows those who would prefer not to stand in front of the class and explain something. It gives them the voice that otherwise, you know, they wouldn't be using to express anything in the class. So thank you, Maddie. We have one more in Spanish 2, and her name is Kim, and she is, like I said, a Spanish 2 student. And then one of our other students, which will be our last one, who is a Spanish 4 student, I had a playoff basketball game tonight for our school, and I'm excited. I just got a telling message that she will be able to call in. So we're going to switch over to Kim right now. Kim,
okay.
Are you there?
She's muted. If you can, text me her number so it doesn't get out in the public, or just like part of the number. I don't need the whole number. Just so I know which number to unmute, because I have five calls on hold right now because we had too much background noise.
Okay. I just sent it.
Got it.
I sent you the last 4 digits. All right, here we go. So we'll see. Kim, are you there?
Is it Kim?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
So,
hi, Kim. How are you this
evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So you've been listening in as everybody's been talking about their experiences, and I just wondered if you could share. Kim we have some things in common. We like to try new things, and Kim has come a long way, and I say that because as her teacher, I've seen the progress for all of my students, and I say every day to somebody, if not multiple people, how proud I am and impressed I am of the work that they do. But one thing that I'm very big on is reflection, and I've been trying to emphasize to my students that, you know, it is important to self-reflect and look, and you don't start off perfect, and you have to take a risk, and sometimes you fail at things, and sometimes it takes a lot of failures to get that success. But then you have periods of time, and you look back, and you see where you've come. Well, Kim always likes to try different things, and I tried out this new tool called VisMe. I had just created something, and she was trying to figure out what she wanted to use for her individual project for P&C, and I sent her my example, and she loved it. And so I'm going to let her tell everybody that's listening a little bit about her experience at P&C and what she created for the student showcase. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, P&C was an amazing experience. I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. So when I learned that my teacher picked me out of so many students to join her, was amazing. I was so grateful because it was really fun. I enjoyed talking to people about something new that I had just learned. A lot of people came up and asked me what I was doing and things like that. I did use VisMe, as she said. It was pretty easy to use. I was really impressed by it because it's like PowerPoint, only it's a lot more creative and it's not basic. So I was proud of myself, and I don't really feel that a lot in my projects that I do, so I was really happy about that.
Yeah, and in your project, when you did yours, because like I said, I did not want them to do another Spanish project because they had done so many, so she did use VisMe, which is newer, and what was your project about?
It was about Edmodo, and it was kind of two projects gathered into one. Edmodo is my personal favorite tool that we use in class. Basically, it's kind of like Facebook. It's really set up that way, and it's really easy to use to contact a teacher if you missed an assignment or you're just not understanding something, and she can help you. It's really easy to use, and I really like it.
Yeah, the cool thing about VisMe is you can choose how the words come on the screen and animate the background, and the different backgrounds have like tie-dye, so there's a lot of uses for it. And like I said, whether you are a student or maybe, you know, Kim and her family, she may have somebody who has to do a presentation for work and wants to, you know, up it a little bit more than the standard presentation, and they could try something that Kim has used. There's many other ones out there. You know, like I said, I contacted many of these web companies, and so many of them were so generous and sent some stickers and some bags and some other supplies for me to give to the students because we are using their products. So it's pretty exciting. Dom, do you have any questions for Kim?
What is, well, you said Edmodo is one of your favorite tools. What are some of the ways you use it? Because I do a lot of presentations with Edmodo. My kids seem to like it, but I want to get perspective from a student that I don't have in class.
Well, I use it mostly to check on future assignments that are posted. I have very bad memory, so if I forget an assignment, she's always there. I like to use it on my phone mostly because I always have it. But really, usually I check it just to make sure of upcoming quizzes or things like that, so I'm always up to date, and also to check on daily grades that she gives us as well. So things like that, really.
Cool. Cool. It is very useful, and I tell my students, and my students use it if they need help with something, they'll zip me a message. I was actually presenting it at PNC, on Edmodo about how we use it. One of my students was absent and zipped me a message in the middle of my presentation. It popped up and I was able to answer it and show kind of how I wasn't in school, the student wasn't in school, but they were still going along with everything and keeping up with the class. So I wish
yeah,
I could see
I think I
you
told my
present.
Students that too about you.
Yeah, I really wish I could have seen you guys present because it sounds like you guys did a great job. I'm sure you did. And I really like watching students present. You guys, it's good to see your perspective and see you guys do well with things like this. And I'm sure it did
go
well.
Yeah, they really did a great job.
You're doing a great job tonight on the radio, kiddo.
Oh, thank you.
I know. Anybody else have any questions for Kim? I do have the other, I'm going to text you the next number, the last digits right now for the other student. But yeah, like Kim said, Edmodo is great, you know, and I know you use it and you have a lot of success with it. My students, some of them are still getting used to it, but the capabilities, that's another one I started using 2 years ago. I just happened to find it. I wanted a way to become organized, keep students in contact and connected with them and be accessible more than just the 40 minutes I have them in class. And it really does work out very, very well. And I was glad to see that she did create a project with that, because now that's something that could be used to explain, you know, a parent night, if a parent conference wanted to come in and see, you know, what it's about. If a parent couldn't make the conference and wanted to know, that's something you could send as a link and they could watch the presentation. I mean, it really is a fantastic tool.
Yeah, and a little shout out here. I presented at another conference over the weekend for Edmodo and how I use it in my classroom. They just came out with a whole video link for how-tos with Edmodo, and they have a new parent app. So.
Wow.
Parents have a parent code they can use, but they have a parent-centered app that allows them to access things easier. And you can look that up on the Edmodo blog, and I'll post links out on Twitter later, at DSalvucci on Twitter. Kind of a little shameless self-promotion. But that information's out there. And if you look it up on Edmodo, they do have some new up-and-coming ways, more back-end to make it easier on organizing. But the parent app and also the how-to page, there's a lot out there already that other teachers have made. But they came out and put out a big section on tutorials and things of that nature.
Yeah, they really have changed a lot of it, so it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's grown tremendously. I've been using it almost since they started, and it's grown and it continues to grow, and it get a lot of feedback from teachers. So if you're a teacher and you use Edmodo and you have suggestions, feel free to let them know, because they do take that into account, and they are great with their customer service and listening to teachers and building upon those ideas. Well, I did unmute our next guest, and Rochelle, if you could please introduce our next guest.
Okay.
Kim, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you so much.
See you tomorrow. I had eight students. Awesome, and Yana. Yeah, I had eight students that went, and this young lady, she'll be our fifth and our last one that will be speaking tonight. The three others were tied up with different activities, and I just want to mention their name: Danielle Hanlon, Kira Hasselman and also Ryan Cecil. Two of them are Spanish 2 students, and Kira is a Spanish 3 student, and they were part of the 8-student team that I took. But this student now, her name is Sophia. She is a Spanish 4 student. I've only had her in Spanish 4, Spanish 3, and Spanish 4. So over that period of time, she has done some different projects. Some of them are an overlap. They do also blog. They've done creative wiki spaces, collaborating with other students in the group, in the class. They created Google sites last year with, for the digital portfolios. But I will let Sophia talk to you about her experience at PTC and what her contribution, her specific project was that she created.
Okay. Hi.
Sophia, are you there? Hi. Hola.
Yes, can you hear me? Hola.
Yes.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi. So I thought going to PNC was a really fascinating experience. I've never had the opportunity to speak one-on-one with anyone about the projects that I've done in school, especially with using the technology introduced in our Spanish classes. And it was really, I just thought it was kind of enlightening to see how interested that some people were with the different programs and technologies that I had been using. Specifically, I was using eMaze, which is a presentation kind of platform, and it's kind of like PowerPoint and Prezi, except it also adds like 3D and other different pathway animation features that really make it come to life as a presentation.
That sounds neat. I've heard of it, but I've never used that tool.
The eMaze? Yeah, and that's another one that Kim, who we just had on, had actually done a project about the community, and she chose to do hers on New York because she wanted to go to New York. I think that might be the reason why she chose that. But she had used eMaze as well for another project before that, and she really liked that and thought about using that for her individual project. And then Disney came along, but I almost said Catalina because that's her Spanish name, but Sophia's emails, when she was speaking, I mean, the people really were involved, and I have many, many pictures I took of the students to showcase, and one of my favorites, and I've said this so many times, is a picture that has Sophia with the laptop, and her cell phone is leaned up against it with a young girl, and then there's an older gentleman there, and it's like the multi-generational image that's portrayed in that is just so fascinating to me, just to see all of the learning that's taking place and sharing of ideas at those different levels. And Sophia, could you talk about maybe some of the other things or the other people that I know that pulled you away at some instances during the conference? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had spoken to one woman during the student showcase, and she was really fascinated by emails. And so later, after the showcase was over, I was sitting at lunch, and she asked me to come over and talk to her and a few of the other teachers that knew about eMaze. And then I got kind of tied into talking about eMaze, and then I talked about Selly, and they said that it was really interesting to see like how we had used the technology at our school.
Yeah, it was, I felt kind of bad at first because she was tied up at the table and had to keep retelling the story. And actually, after my session, some of the people that interacted with the showcase were in my session that afternoon and then stopped by to see me in the poster session the following morning. And just to say, you know, overall how impressed they were and how many of the tools they hadn't heard of. And my students, like I said, were in my Tuesday session. And Sophia, you could probably answer this, but you recall, I mean, there were a number of things that I mentioned, and in the room, how many people would you say raised their hands that were familiar with some of the tools we used?
Some of them, there were barely any, and that was kind of surprising.
It was.
But then some of them, like, there were a few that were kind of popular in the room as well, but it's pretty interesting to see that, though.
Yeah, it was. I know there were a few times that I asked, and the only people that were raising their hands in the room were my students in the back and maybe one or two other I think the biggest draw was definitely Kahoot, because I know that, you know, Ben had drawn some people in during the showcase, and there was a session earlier, I think on Monday, there was the Fab Five that was presented, and they talked about Kahoot as one of theirs for assessment tools and how, you know, you can use it in your classroom. And then, Sophia, how about any other things that surprised you about the conference or that you found interesting, whether it be, you know, some of the booths that were set up or the speakers, the keynote speaker, the other students?
I only got to hear your seminar, and I was there to hear Mr. Kawasaki's seminar, and he spoke very well. And then during the student showcase, I noticed that there were a lot of younger groups, even in elementary school age, that had different uses for technology, and I was just completely like, it was amazing how many younger kids were using technology, like, way before I had even thought about any of this kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, they start very, very young, and it is interesting the amount of skills that you all have, and in our Google presentation that you all had on your laptops at the student showcase, at the very end we have a list of the school of the skills, I'm sorry, that they have, and it's amazing. You know, you don't realize it when you look at things individually, but collectively and as you progress, how many skills that you do now have, and also how many skills that the younger students, like you said, are acquiring because technology is being integrated in the classroom, and a lot of schools are moving to the one-to-one, or students are bringing their own devices into the classroom. But it really does enhance the learning. It enables students to be creative. It gives them a voice and a choice in how they learn and how they show what they have learned. So I agree with you. I was definitely impressed with the young people that were there. Definitely impressed listening to the keynote speaker with Guy Kawasaki that morning. That was very enlightening and entertaining as well. Dom, any other questions for Sophia?
No. I would just like to add, though, you know, you guys, as students, you've grown up with this technology around you, and it's been around most of your life, if not all of your life. And then you see, like you said, these younger students who stuff that you're learning now because it's just being invented, it's going to be around them their entire life. They're going to be immersed in it fully, and it's just going to continue. And eventually, you'll be one of the people that, you know, you'll be like, myself and some of the other teachers my age that are like, you know, oh, this is new. I haven't heard of this. And it's going to be, as we get older, something new for us, such as the Google Glasses and all these other things. And there'll be kids coming up that it'll just be natural. We were talking today about some of the inventions that occurred in the last 100 years, and even in the last 30 years, a lot of my students, you know, they just take it for granted that they've always been around. And that's the same with this technology. It's just growing so rapidly. You know, you guys are fortunate enough to be growing up while it's being invented, while we're kind of, you know, fuddling around with it while, you know, we're getting older. But
right.
It's kind of neat.
It is neat. And I usually start a lot of, when I talk about, you know, my experience with technology, and they've heard me talk about it twice now, because when we presented for our school board before going to PTC and then at my session, you know, the story for me is the same. I started back in the early 80s when Apple's computers started appearing in the classroom, and couldn't wait to get home to get on the computer and start writing, you know, programs, line 10, line 20, and then just the amount of change that has occurred. And there was a gap in my learning experience in high school because I didn't take computer courses. And then I went to college, and it was, here's email, and here's this, and here's the World Wide Web. And the changes that have occurred in that time span, let alone, you know, on a daily, weekly basis, everything keeps coming up with newer or improved things that are added into the tools that already exist. I just can't even imagine 5-10 years from now how they will look back and reflect it, how we are looking back and reflecting how things have changed as well.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I started, my educational technology course was thread a projector that's self-threading, thread a projector that isn't self-threading. There was no PowerPoint. computers were not a big to-do. It was run a copy machine, things of that nature, film strip, projector.
Right.
That was the technology that was available. My graduation, one of my graduation presents was an electric typewriter. You know, I mean, that's generation.
Right. Yeah, I do remember the typewriter days and when you didn't really have the whiteout and you had to start and type all over again because you made a mistake in all the papers. So we've come a long, long way for sure.
Yes. Life has become much easier.
Yes, it has. Thanks to technology, I do find that it has become much easier, and it makes things more accessible and learning other things that maybe you can't learn in a traditional classroom setting, or you don't have the time for. People that want to get degrees or whatever, you know, it does bring a lot of resources right to your home. So that's fantastic. Well, I have no more questions for Catalina. I know she's had a long night because she had a playoff game, and I don't want to keep her up any later. Any other questions?
I'm good. We have people listening in the chat room, but nobody's texting in questions. I haven't gotten any questions on radio@paact.org, nor have I gotten any in Twitter via the hashtag #PAECTRadio.
Well, where you have not received some, I have received some messages both through Selly and through Edmodo, and people are listening, and one of my students actually asked if they could call in or if I would fail them for the year. And it said that this is really, really cool, but I guess they have not, they have either, they've tried to call in or they have decided not to call in. I said, sure, go ahead and call in. You can try.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know if Catalina is still there. Did you hang up or are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. So thank you for, I'm so glad you were able to make it. I was worried, but then as things happened earlier on with the technical issues, we just kept talking. There's so much to talk about, information, that I was glad I kept my eye on the clock, and that's why I kept sending you the Selly messages, hoping that at the very end you would be able to join us and talk a little bit about your experience. So I'm glad that you were able to do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I will see you hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Adios.
Adios.
See you later. Thank you for being on. We have one caller on hold.
Okay.
I sent you the last four digits. I don't know who that is. I don't know if they were on previously. So there's no order.
You know what? That is somebody that was on previously, and
okay.
I believe that they were just kind of online still listening, but on
cool.
mute. I think, yes.
Yes.
I just double-checked. That's who that was.
Okay. Well, your students were excellent on the radio tonight. I appreciate them hanging in there while we had some difficulties.
I know.
While we're waiting for the others. While we're waiting for your other student to call in. And the weird thing was, like, I saw them all queued up calling in. I couldn't activate anybody. I couldn't hear anything, but I could see everyone online. I just couldn't
right.
work the control panel. But once again, they were really good at Blog Talk Radio with their support.
They are really good. They, you know, and it was hard. The thing that was most difficult is, when I found out I had the opportunity to take the students, you know, and it was a limited amount that could attend the conference, and I have all of my students are skilled, and I'm very proud of what all of them do, and having to narrow it down, you know, in a fair way and look at what they've done and provide, you know, this opportunity, which is such a fantastic opportunity. It was a difficult decision, but there was a process that I went through and the administration helped me go through to select the students, and I'm very happy with how it turned out. I know they were all very nervous about what to expect. I know they were nervous about this interview tonight, but I said, hey, you know, you take risks, and it's a great experience, it's a great learning opportunity. And I said, hey, it's my first time too. You know, I had the first time I was on the radio or the first time attending a session, but you have to start from somewhere. And so They're really tolerant of me and all the new things I try to integrate into the classroom, and they're great with sharing with their other classmates and with the school. And I know that it does make it a lot of fun for them to be able to apply those skills to other classes. And the teachers have been very cooperative too, because for that individual project I asked teachers, hey, you know, is there anything that maybe these students could do for your class or to help you give some new ideas or something, you know, I'll send them your way. And they were all very willing to help, you know, lend a hand wherever needed. And the administration has been very supportive as well, too, providing the opportunities and, you know, having speakers come in. So all in all, it's been a really great experience. The past couple of years, it's been ongoing, but it's really, you know, this last month has been a very exciting month, specifically, too, because it's Discovering Languages Month. And my students actually said yesterday, hey, what are we doing for Discovering Languages Month? And I said, well, we have a Spanish Club breakfast. We got Spanish Club shirts, and we went to that great technology conference. So it's all good. But I don't think that any other students are going to be calling in as far as talking about the conference. So if there's, I know there were some other things that you did want to talk about upcoming.
Yes. We have a whole list of upcoming events. For a full menu of upcoming events, please go to paect.org. And we have all kinds of events. The Google Calendar for PAECT is in the lower right-hand corner of the website. There's events going on in all of the state regions, all six regions throughout the state. Locally, well, actually statewide, we have a KTI chat on Twitter next Wednesday, March 4th at 7 p.m. They have a similar theme for the KTI chat. We'll be talking with people from PEAT&C and looking forward to ISTE 2015, which happens in Philadelphia at the end of June, early July. I don't have the dates in front of me. I want to say it's like the 28th of
June.
June
20th to July 1st.
To July 1st.
July 1st. Yeah.
And so we have KTI chat next Wednesday, March 4th at 7 p.m. Southwest PACT in the region down at South Point at Waynesburg campus. We have a game design in the classroom sponsored by PAECT. It's March 28th. It's a fee event. There are two fees, $35 for PAECT members. It's 8:30 to 4 o'clock. $50 for non-PAECT members, but if you decide to join PAECT, that $15 extra fee will be rolled into your membership, towards your membership. So that's going on, and that's going to be a nice workshop. We have people coming in to work with game design in the classroom. Ed Camp Pittsburgh is April 11th. That's Saturday at Baldwin High School in the South Hills. And that's a great event. It's free for all educational stakeholders, and I will not be able to make that this year. I'm kind of bummed, but there's a lot going on. That it's a bad weekend for me. That's also the weekend of the PAECT state board meeting at State College, Pennsylvania, and we also have coming up here on May 11th in Harrisburg the PAECT student showcase. That's a phenomenal event. That's where students from around the state go and show off what they're doing in the classroom. It's a great event. If you're in the area out around Harrisburg, check it out. If you're not in the area, check out the websites. Look it up, because the students put on a lot of good information, a lot of great presentations. See what's going on in the classrooms. It's really good to check out. And I believe you guys may be going to that.
Yes, when we were at PEAT&C, we were approached by a couple of people, actually, that mentioned it and gave me a flyer and invited us to go out and participate in that. And it would be on that date that you mentioned, May 11th. And it would be a great opportunity, because the students would actually be able to interact with some of the legislators that will be there in session and talk, you know, to people about using technology in education, and some very influential people. And I've heard that in the past they have also given some tours of the Capitol building and interact with the students, you know, on a very personal level, really are interested in what the students are doing, the teachers are doing in the classroom, but primarily the students, because it is a student showcase. So we're trying to figure out, you know, a way that we can get ourselves there, because that would be a fantastic experience for them. And as you heard the students say, you know, this experience in P&C really was a fantastic opportunity for them and for all of the students, because whether they got to go this year or not, hopefully in the future we'll have the same opportunity or similar opportunities for other students to attend things like this as well.
Yeah, I've not been out to a student showcase, but I've seen the highlights of the events. I've seen pictures and followed things on Twitter. It's a great event for the kids to go out, great learning experience, and they get to kind of show off what they're doing, and as you stated, talk with legislatures and other people, and it's a good experience and good learning trip.
Well, it definitely is. Yeah.
It is getting late, and you seem to know all these educational companies. I was putting them out on Twitter. Hopefully they respond and take a listen to our broadcast.
I know. Well, it's funny because I a friend of mine that I teach with, who actually chaperoned my students, because for P&C I had to be there from Sunday through Wednesday, and I needed a chaperone to come out with my students on Monday night for their Tuesday showcase. But she had given me a little book where you would store your accounts and your passwords, and I started. I was very good about filling it in, but I have so many now. I would venture to say there's probably around 200 different accounts that I have for tools that I try out all of them and use. And I did contact around 30 or 35 different companies to send some items. You know, I mentioned SlideBean. They put the student project on their website. SurveyMonkey sent some monkeys and some banana bags, and they actually had interviewed me and put my student's picture on their website, so that was pretty cool. Selly sent some stickers and had me answer some questions for their blog. Canva, FedEx, some bags to give away. GoAnimate sent some sticky pads and some other information. You know, and there's a lot that I could mention as well, but I do try and mention them on Twitter. I'm thankful for all the support that they've given, and definitely their tech support has been great, especially like with Powtoon and EduCreations in the last couple of weeks. Some of the students had had some issues with compatibility with what they were using, and you know, the Powtoon scientists were right on it, and there are some newer assessment tools like Responster, which is one that I used for the first time. It's in beta, and I actually got a free trial to use it, and I've used it for some quick surveys and quizzes, and I use it with my students, and they really liked it. So I do like trying new things and reading things like Twitter or other people's posts that they put. You do learn a lot, and that's the idea, is to learn from each other and expand the learning from just one classroom to another through the school and beyond. So I learn from you, you learn from me, and it's a happy, happy place.
Yeah, and it's so much easier to do that sharing and learning with the tools available and being able to have a forum like this. Tell your kids they did a great job tonight. Appreciate them hanging in there. Appreciate them
being on.
You guys are welcome back anytime. Thank you. I think we're going to wrap up the show.
Much.
It's getting kind of late. And we have 32 minutes left. This is one of our longer shows, even without 12 minutes. Technical difficulty.
Right.
You know, we worked through that and we got started. Hopefully we can adjust the archive show so we don't have that 12-minute dead air in the beginning. We'll work on that over the next week or so. Once we have information as to when our next show will be, we hope to have one coming up soon. We'll post that at paect.org. Please check out paect.org. for upcoming shows and information from around the state with education. I know we do have some people lined up. We still have Z lined up to come on the show. There's some other teachers in our region, and John Walsh from the PAMLE conference. And let me give a shout out to him. We also had some people from KTI chat that wanted to be on. Jay Walsh, 61, Mr. John Walsh. We have to hope to have him on, talk with the PAMLE conference I was just at up at State College this past weekend. A lot of teachers there, some PAACT members, and some people who are interested in PAACT. So we hope to have people coming in the show as usual. If you'd like to be on the show and you're a PAACT member, please email us at radio@paect.org or send us a message on Twitter at dsalvucci, S-A-L-V-U-C-C-I. Get in touch with us. We'd like to have you on and showcase what you're doing with your kids in Pennsylvania in the classroom. So have a good night. Rochelle, once again, thank you. You're a great tonight co-host
guest.
Thank you for kind of running the figure. The kids were comfortable with you. I let you run with it, and you do a great job. So have a good night,
thank
everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks. We'll see you. Good night.